This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
God bless you. Can have your seats briefly. Supposed to be a short service. And it will be short indeed. You trust me? Maybe you should trust Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is in Proverbs, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8? Ecclesiastes 10, 8. What does it say? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He that digs a pit shall fall into it. So don't dig pits. Hallelujah. So that you don't fall into it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to the second part. Also breaketh an edge. That means the serpent cannot bite you if you are within an edge. If there is a hedge and you are within it, you are invincible to the serpent. The serpent bites when you come out of the edge provided by God. When the serpent looked at Job, the serpent testified that, Lord, you have surrounded him with a hedge. So there is an invisible edge around you that Satan sees, and when he wants to attack, he wants you to come out of the edge. One of the ways in which he does this very effectively is what I want to show you very briefly this morning. You see, the Church of Christ is designed in form of shepherd and sheep. Forever and ever and ever, if I can do a minister's conference and talk about offense. Yesterday, as the work was going on, and we're all here yesterday, I was here till almost midnight, and I was talking with P. George, Pastor, some other pastors around, that I talked with, and some of us. And I was telling them of some men of God. And Joshua was talking about one in particular that some 20 years ago, their message in their nation was on top like this. They belong to a group and they got offended and left the group. Their volume will just go down zoom. I have seen that times without number. Anytime you hear of a very powerful teacher of the world, pastor, anointed minister, and they suddenly disappear into oblivion, it's always about three things. Number one, witchcraft spirits. Jezebel will be around to hunt after powerful anointing. Number two, people can get discouraged. They get discouraged when their messages are not accepted. My brother did a thesis, I don't want to mention name, on the Aladura movement in Nigeria, and mentioned one particular person who was the first. This guy preached from north to south on horses. I don't know when there was no speaker, how the guy was able to conquer some northern states. What led to his downfall? He actually died with Elijah, marrying a person, non-Christian. And what led to that was that there was a woman who was his, he was not very educated. When you're heavily anointed and you are not, God will give you people to support you. It happened to William Branham. Your anointing will attract brilliant people, and you have to let them do that because they will help you about some administrative stuff. So this woman was the one playing that role. And one day the woman went to start her own ministry, and this guy felt that she betrayed him. God should withdraw the anointing from her. If people do something wrong to you, if God wants to deal with them, he will do it only when you are forgiving them. If you are waiting for God to deal with them, you will wait tirelessly. Because God does not want you to have that kind of mind. It is in forgiving self that there is a chance that God will now undo them. So you are holding, you are the one holding judgment back by expecting judgment to fall on them. He became so bitter. He stopped praying. Stopped praying for the sin. Stopped doing anything, and eventually lost the ministry. He stopped seeing people. Because he saw that people were going to that woman and she was praying for him, and she was like, Lord, you should stop. You should not be using her. But see, God is not like that. Maybe in the future also she will experience the same thing. But God is not quick to start. If we can teach all day long on offenses in the body of Christ. It has happened to too many ministers. And what people don't know is that many of us have been stabbed also, but we refuse to be offended. There's no relationship that will bless you that will not first of all offend you. Did you get what I'm just saying now? If I've never offended you, because well, you are not close enough to me. Are you with me? What the apostle said, he said in the south where they think I'm very nice. He said, because you have not been around me. And he told me when they had to step down some pastors and excommunicated it. See, you will not know. You offense. Don't get into it. So when Satan wants to push people, this is one of the things he will do. Let 12 women start praying. A group of 12 women. Let the prayer become so powerful that they begin to affect territory. That they pray now, 12 of them, and insecurity stops in their states. They pray on things. The next thing Satan will turn to that has never failed is that they are going to fight. Somebody will say something, do something. Somebody will take a bag and say, I'm not even going for the prayer meeting again. And then Lucifer begins to laugh at the edge. Why are you not singing with the choir? You are a choir member and you are there. That's not the right place. If an angel was looking for you now, he won't know that you are here. What if the angel is carrying your blessing? Can you see the angel there? Are you with me? Praise the Lord. See, if you are a foster, you wonder what kind of pastor. It's okay. Are you following me? Is somebody with me? There will be. I hope there are not many people listening to me right now that you have siblings that you have vowed never to talk to. Kilo day. So you think the rest of us are apparently offended or things did happen that made us weep, that made us sorrowful, that made us bad. We just decided. So like, I will talk to, if you are pursuing and they don't want to talk to you, it's okay. But you shouldn't be the one making up your mind that never, I made up my mind, this one, and I gave an example. I don't know why Lord is the first service. You see, if you're always helping men, just understand that there is somebody called Lucifer. He's always behind the edge. The Bible says, Satan, your adversary, running about, seeking whom? He's searching for a loophole. So, around you, checking. He has seen that you are giving to hospitality. And I told some of you, God is a rewarder. It is not possible that you keep helping people and your payday will not come one day. But you see, God has time. He might say that it is the number eight person that stays in your house. After 1 or 2 years, who travels abroad, becomes extremely rich, asks all your children to come there for free, this person might be the one destined to give you $1 million. Somebody can be a teacher. They are paying you peanuts. But there is only one student that everyone has destined. That's the reason why you're in that school. The moment that boy passes through you and you help the boy, you might even find another job. But you have contributed some to that boy's life and then 20 years after he's the president of a nation. You know, people like that can give you what 100 years of salary can never give you. A president can give you a land equal to an estate and nobody can question him. And when he's no more in power, nobody collects that land from you. And this is the reason why God has placed you there. But you see, the first person living in your house, number 5 and number 6 were very ungrateful. They left, they insulted your wife, said 1 or 2 things and you vowed, I'm not helping anybody again. Then number 8 shows up. I said, no, I've been on my nobody lives with me again. You have just missed an opportunity. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. In fact, see, if you want to conquer an enemy, Pastor Joshua, help me my catch, please. If you want to conquer an enemy, and you see this in war films, learn to think like an enemy. Even if you happen to be Satan, think like him for a moment. Any area that blessing will come from, it will try and first of all make offense come from me before the blessing comes. Thank you. Haven't you discovered that many of the children they call bad boys end up becoming great to save the parent later? Read stories of great men and see how some of them were naughty when they were young. But thank God for the mother that never gave up on the boy. Now the boy is today all over. I can give you names of people that the whole world is elogizing now that they were nothing but naughty and nothing at all. Some of them, their father left them, including one I don't want to mention today, with the father disowned. But the mom stayed. So at times, like when the devil sees, that this is the person, a friend whose name I don't want to mention, but the pastors will know. He's a pastor you all know, but many of you might not know that in school, it's a popular school. Those of you that went to school, you know that he, over there was a staunch cultist. And he told me, oh, he said the father was into a lot of fetish stuff. And he started making decisions when he was 5. So when he got secondary school, he started going to see those men himself. You know, he told me something that shocked me. So this is how, you know, Satan can do tricks, but Jesus, he told me he did something wrong in school. And the principal sent for his parents. I told him the story. And they had a file on him. The principal wrote all the bad things he did. And they put it in the office. And he went to see this man. And the man said, what do you want? He said, I want the case. The man stood there and said some deep Yoruba incantation. The file appeared on the man's table. And the man told him to remove all the things and commanded the file to go back. So on Monday, when they got to school, he was just smiling. The parents came. And the principal said, if you know how many bad things are written about your boy, and the two defined, when the principal opened the file, he nearly fainted. He saw nothing there. And he saw on the seat, he was smiling. He was that, yes. He told me a lot of deep things. He said, Pastor, I've been buried before. He told me, he just entered, but the mom, both the father, the grandma, they went to, but the mom was a praying woman. She was only born again. And she said that the Lord told her that this boy would preach. So there was a time that when he was rescued from university, he went to another one, that when he was in school, there was a time that there was a court clash and somebody broke a metal on his head and he died. They got to UC. The doctor came and said, this boy is dead. Why are you bringing him here? But the mom said that Jesus said he will preach. Till he died, he was still a bad boy. He has not preached a message. He said, God cannot lie. He's not dead. He said, God told me that this boy will preach. And since if he had preached for 1 week and he should die, we'll say, God's word has come to pass. He said, but he died fighting with God. But he said, he can't die because Jesus said he will preach. And for 3 days, the mom believed. The guy came back to life. You know the funny thing he told me? When he came back, they said, you would think that he would change. He become more, he went for more power. Hallelujah. And he said, they gave his life to Christ in the spirit. He had a pistol here. He said, but he noticed that even when it was that terrible, when it was time to do the ultimate, about to shoot somebody, something would make him stop. The prayer of the mom. So he did all the bad things, but he said, I really was going to kill one lecturer one day. He got to the front of the office, had a pistol, opened the door, closed the door back, and started crying. I went back to the room. The mom. And I sat. You know, when he was there, the wife was there. He told the wife that when they married, he told the wife that, see, don't ask me all the bad things I've done, just that I've done bad things. That you don't need details. And the wife told me that the mom told her some of the stories when they got married. That she would look at the boy. But today, now, the grandma that was very fetish, the father that was very fetish, the grandma is an evangelist now. He led all of them to Christ. So Satan lost at the end of the day. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. You must not get offended. But I want to, so it's one of the ways where the edge is broken. I said God designed the church to be sheep and shepherd. Let me show you something. Jeremiah, hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you with me? What does the Bible say? Strike the shepherd and what will happen? I want to show you something from Jeremiah. And I will close. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Okay. Jeremiah 43 verse 12. And Jeremiah 49:19. Amen. Actually, I have about 6 scriptures I want to read. Let's read this. Let me take more of Ezekiel. They all talk about shepherd, but let's read Ezekiel 34, verse 5. I think that's better. Ezekiel 34:5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. This is why Satan likes scattering people. Hold it there, but let's go Jeremiah 3:11. And I'll close. Just pay attention to this word there. Scatter. Once people scatter, the enemy becomes an opportunity. The Lord said to me, the backslider Israel, I justify? No. Okay. I will give you pastors who will fill you with knowledge and give, that's the scripture, that's what I'm looking for. But hold that for my, hold that Ezekiel there. I want to use Ezekiel 34:5. I have like 12 scriptures on shepherd there, and I'm trying to quickly select which one fits. Where is that scripture that says, I will give you knowledge? Jeremiah 3:15. Or if you know, I quote a lot, but I don't know everything. If you see it before me, let me know. Yes. He said, I will fill you with knowledge and understanding, and when you are multiplied. Jeremiah 3:15. Okay, yes. I will give you pastors according to my heart, which will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Verse 16. When you are fed that way, what happens? Verse 16. It shall come to pass when you will be multiplied. Anywhere there is a true shepherd, the people will multiply. The grace of God upon them will multiply. Their prosperity will multiply. Their health will multiply. But the rule is this. Because we started for service, which I'm going to eventually, that who is Jesus to you? So the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. That is why I shall not want. There are many Christians who are praying not to want. They want God to supply their needs. But the question is, has Jesus become your shepherd? That it's not a cliche. Jesus becoming your shepherd means that he becomes the final authority over your life. In the days that we live in now, all kinds of opinions on internet are running people, running their marriage. If he's not your shepherd, then thou shalt want. You don't expect to lie down in green pasture. You don't expect to be beside the still water. People want green pasture, they want still water, but they don't want Jesus to be the shepherd. You don't argue with shepherd. That is the level where Jesus becomes your Lord. And as he does this in heaven, he has shepherds on earth, also, which is another name for pastor. And that Ezekiel says, once there is no shepherd, people scatter. And once they scatter, beasts. It is very easy, because Romans 1 says that invisible things of God, you can understand it by studying visible things. If you want to study the consuming part of God, now study fire. When you watch natural wild, you can easily see. Two lions, you'll see 500 buffaloes coming. The lions will only charge and wait for the one that will run in a different direction, and they cut off that one. If all the buffaloes will stay together, there's no lion. I have seen where, what they call a group of buffalo. What's the botanical name? It's not botanical, it's for plants. What's the, what they call it? Please be sure we are alive. I know the, when I saw one, I laughed. Congregation of crocodile. Why congregation? A pride of what? What about baboon? We also learn things in the church. What do they call a for chicken, for a brood, or hen? What? Which one? Please talk it out. We have forgotten a Greek. Hallelujah. What do they call a group of hippopotamus? I think, is it baboon? That is a gang of baboon. There is one that is gang. There is convocation of eagles. I think eagles convocation. They all have names. Like, what about human being? When human beings are together, what's the spiritual name? Hallelujah. Now I need to know what's the four buffaloes together. Check your phone. Somebody has checked in our head. Now there are many answers. They got to look at it. What was it? Hair of buffaloes. Now you're going to see them, and the lion will just corner one and they'll feed on that one, and the rest will be looking. In 2024, from now, Be part of a praying group and don't separate yourself. Any lion in his right mind, Bible says that he runs like a lion, in his right mind, will never attempt two rhinos standing together. There are animals that each one-on-one, lion cannot conquer. So it will take a group of lions against one of such, and then they bring down the thing. Yeah. But one-on-one is not going to happen. Do not get offended that anywhere where God gives you a shepherd, number one, the main shepherd is Jesus, but he has shepherd on earth. You must know. You can be in a group praying. That group has become a edge around you, a protective layer that you must not walk away from. The enemy will not get some people until he will make them first of all fight their parents. And these are the people who kneel down and pray for you day and night. Satan is very wicked. He does that every time. And you see him sponsoring this on internet. There is only one thing going on internet. It's weakening people's belief in church. Stay at home. I am not saying that some men of God have not done things. Why don't you leave and go to a place where there are ministers with clean records? If you say they are wrong at all, maybe you pass by and didn't greet you. But it's not everybody that is cutting corners. It's not everybody that's taking advantage of women in the church. It's not every church that the pastor is stealing. It's not everywhere. So what all this narrative going on is at the end of the day. See, there's nothing pastors or people are doing that is new. Paul cried in his time. He said, some people whose God is their belly. It happened in time of Paul. He talked about in the church in Corinth when somebody married his father's wife. There's nothing new happening in church. Among people, you will see all kinds of attitude. Satan is just weakening people because he knows one will chase 1,000. Two will chase how many? But the problem with two is that anybody you don't agree with, you cannot pray prayer of agreement with. So that's what he does. Let a group of 30 pastors begin to pray. Within 1 year, fight will start. Yes. I remember that last year, when we were going to do our outreach again in Abeokuta, and I was talking to Apostle Man, he just said something. This is the 7th year consecutively. You and pastors in the city, that you gather people, you have a meeting. He said it's a great testimony that you have not fought and you have not scattered the whole thing. He said, where I know that people come from different congregations and they gather together. When I was in Western Ibadan, I was the president of all the 36 fellowship in Ibadan. What my eyes saw to bring people together. And every time there was only a few meetings that all the 36 presidents were present, sir, we only pray for like 7 minutes. Everything we asked for that time happened. What is weakening the body in Nigeria is that churches are against themselves. And it's pathetic. Just open Facebook and see one pastor. As soon as a pastor, the other pastor will respond and start talking. Must you talk if you disagree with someone? Does that affect you? And you see this attack right, left, and center. Yeah. Christians are really people that will read the book and go online and then call Pastor Adeboye, call this one, start abusing them. And I wonder, what is our problem? And the man you're abusing is not directing the message at you. He doesn't even know you. No decorum, no order, no nothing. Everybody feels like I can just talk. I went to preach somewhere. And the woman said that you are inviting me to. Isn't that all that you collect in churches? Well, even when I was a pastor, like, your church, your pastor just collects some. I said, madam, have you been to church before? And she said, no. She said, how do you know that they collect money in church? And she kept quiet. I said, but when you go for the naming ceremony of your religion, they don't only ask you to, they call a post name to come and give. Hope you know. I've attended some before. They will call you, give you coach. And people of that religion don't go on Facebook talk about it. Those who don't believe just keep their money. Why do we like? So right now, as we are here in the church, and there are many Christians at home, they've been told that, see, just serve God on your own. But if you read New Testament, and the word of God is our constitution, God did not design that we live in isolation. Some live because they don't want to offend or anybody to offend you. Being offended is part of it. Because the ABC of Christianity is forgiveness. Why don't you divorce your wife because she said something you don't like? Ask those who are married there. Are there not times when, is it every time you enjoy the marriage? Now, is it every time you are full of joy? Praise God. Hallelujah. At times the person does something you don't like. But you don't pack and leave because it's part of life. Now, if you do that to your husband, what about your parents? Haven't they offended you before? Many of you grew up under wonderful parents. I was still joking with some leader. I said that when I was growing up, I mean, there's a way my mom will look at you. You know you've done something, even though you don't know what you have done. And you're already preparing for beating. You don't know what you have done. But the look on her face says that at home, something will happen today. I know it's the generation of the young people that they are enjoying. All that I was telling my son and my daughter, he said, why your parents? Why were the people in that generation like that? Because he brought us, daddy, where should I put it? I now told him that if he asked my mom that, she will ask you to put it on her head. So they couldn't reconcile that. Why would a mother talk? I said, you don't understand. That is American school you go to. So here, if they are. I said, if I get angry, this people will still be hugging me. So I asked all leaders, how many of you were told by your father that your father looked at her and said, I love you? For many of you, you will think that you are going to heaven. Love by them means that at least they are buying your school uniform. African parents, very expressionless. If I ask you that only few of you that your parents actually brought you up, that your father will look at you that, dear, oh, I just love you. Because my father never told me that once. He was a kind man, but he just never said, I mean. How many were told that while growing up, that up to now, your father tells you that, you know, I love you? You see, the answer are very few. The rest of us, we are the same. How many people were beaten for eating outside? And you will like the food, and your mom will look at you. And at times in the wickedness of our mom, my mom is watching, and she won't do it. With our friend's house, say, take it. The friend said, I'll take this cake, and your mom will even put mouth, take it. But behind that take, what you are hearing is, take it and die. It will be your last supper. So she will say, did I say you should not collect it? Because our friend will say, is it because of your mom? And your mom will say, I don't go. Did I say you should not collect it? I said, no. She said, collect now. That was that I decided to be naughty. I love that particular. I can't remember what the woman was offering me. I collected it. And I turned my back to my mom. And I hurt it all. You know, you could tell she was smiling and she was. In no time, she asked that we should go home. It was on our way home that I knew a death sentence has come. Hallelujah. Amen. The kids now, even if you look at them, like they will look at you back. They don't get what we are saying. They'll be like, Dad, if you knew you didn't want us to collect it, why did you say collect? two different generations. Hallelujah. He that breaketh an edge. I want to stop here. If the Lord is your shepherd, every instruction he gives you, you follow. If the Lord is your shepherd, secondly, the word of God becomes your authority. This battle is raging now. A lot of people are beginning to walk away from the Bible because of opinions coming from social media. Yet, those who are propagating this opinion, what is happening to them, what is happening in their nation, everything upside down, opinion. Yeah. Somebody sent me a video of a young boy, about 9, slapping the mom, and the mom was crying. In the name of political correctness. The Bible says, train up a child. The Western world are saying that don't do this, don't do that. At the end of the day, you will find that the word of God is correct. Are you with me? The Lord must be. So, I leave an instruction behind. Please, brethren, wherever God has planted you and spiritually you are beginning to receive, do not let Satan. And then identify pillars in your life. People that God has used to raise and to help. Don't let offense get you against them. They might do things you don't like. Learn to keep quiet. If you are deeply, keep quiet for a while. Pray about that. But don't let Satan make you go out. When you do, there is a serpent waiting to bite you. There's a serpent waiting to bite you. Yeah. Is somebody with me today? You will find progress when there are many people around you praying for you. There are things that your own prayer life can handle. There are things that you need support. You do. When a lion wants to kill a rhino, it will call other lions. One lion will not attempt a rhino or hippo. But when there are three or four, that's what the Bible says, that one will chase a thousand. At times, the power of what's against is more than a thousand. So you need more than one person to fight. When they threatened the apostles in that chapter 4, they went to their own company to pray. They said, this matter, we need a company's prayer, not one man's prayer. Elijah was one man. When Jezebel ran, he went to the mountain and demanded that God should kill him. This is why people live in isolation. They get into work and they don't know. They don't know. Yeah. Is somebody blessed today? Praise the Lord. If Elijah had five more people like him and Jezebel threatened him and they started praying, he wouldn't need to run away and asking God to kill him. So there are attacks that are beyond your personal ability. You might need help. If you're already part of the praying pool, some people will see the burden is shared. Yeah.
Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be.
Let's rise. Is it a short service? Hallelujah. Please, is somebody blessed today? We bless your name, Jesus. Lift up your hands and just thank God.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.